Looking for cloud, data, or web help? There's no tech shortage in the room. The Room is a talent community offering highly skilled, ready-to-work talent when you need it. The Room's tech talent is trained to Silicon Valley standards, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and individually matched to fit your needs. Find top-tier tech talent fast, just like the kind of people who developed this cool streaming app you're on right now. Visit trytheroom.com/tech.
He's live. He's nationwide on CBS Sports Radio. This is the Zach Gelb Show. Here's your host, Zach Gelb.
Live from the palatial yet not overly ostentatious studios of CBS Sports Radio here in beautiful New York City, sitting on top of the 10th floor of 345 Hudson Street. Welcome on in to a Tuesday edition of the Zach Gelb Show across all of our great local CBS Sports Radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Channel 158, and that free Odyssey app. 855-212-4CBS. Number to jump on in, 855-212-4227. You could always interact with us on Instagram, where I'm Straight Flexin, or the good old cesspool of Twitter, at Zach Gelb. That's Z-A-C-H-G-E-L-B. We are coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage could help you get there. For home loan solutions that fit your life, well, Rocket can. And producing this extravaganza today is no other than Carlos Ortiz, as you do have Hot Take Hickey out today with a little bit of the Colts flu, I hear, when it comes to my producer extraordinaire. And he's channeling his inner Indianapolis Colts, and he's not showing up today, just like his football team failed to show up once again in Jacksonville. And this time may have been the worst loss for the Colts during their time in Jacksonville. They've not won a game there since 2014. I didn't think anything could have topped what did transpire last year, but they got blanked 24-0 this weekend. So I guess Hickey's taking a mental health day is the way that we could operate and understand and process that. He's happy about Penn State, but still down in the dumps over his Indianapolis Colts. I got to start the show off, though, today, talking about the Philadelphia Eagles and talking about Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen Hurts is a really damn good quarterback. When Jalen Hurts was coming out of Alabama and then Oklahoma, I thought it was worth giving an opportunity to Jalen Hurts, assuming he did fall out of the first round. I did not believe Jalen Hurts was a first-round quarterback, but I thought if you developed him the right way and if you put him with the right offensive mind, that he could be a good quarterback in this league. Now, I've been a fan of Jalen Hurts, maybe more so because of the way that he carries himself than his play on the field, because I love the story of Jalen Hurts and what happened at Alabama. With how good he was, with how much that team won, then to see the way that he handled getting pulled from the halftime of a national championship game for Tua Tagovailoa, and he handled it with all the class and all the grace in the world. Then he goes back to Alabama that year, let me remind you, the following year, and you had Tua Tagovailoa get hurt up against Georgia, which the irony of that, when Tua got in and had that comeback against Georgia national championship game, you're in the SEC title game the next year. Tua gets hurt. Jalen Hurts, who stayed at Alabama when he didn't have to, he comes in, and then he wins the SEC title game. Then he redefined himself when he paired up with Lincoln Riley and became a Heisman finalist at Oklahoma. And I'll never forget this. I was sitting right next to Jalen Hurts when he was doing his Heisman finalist media availability the year Joe Burrow won the award. And Jalen Hurts said to me, "I'll always bet on myself." And I posted that video today on my Twitter. And it's a little bit longer than just that quote. I don't want to downplay it. But the confidence that he had when he said, "I will always believe and I will always bet on myself," it was really telling. And to see what's been transpiring the last 2 years and the last 3 years with Jalen Hurts in the NFL, eventually replacing Carson Wentz. Last year, going 9-8, but still the jury was out on Jalen Hurts entering this season. And I'm not ready to proclaim that he's a great quarterback, that he's a franchise quarterback. But there was a question entering the season that I had was, next year, will Jalen Hurts be the starting quarterback of the Philadelphia Eagles? And right now, and I don't usually make quick assessments when it comes to a football season, but with what he's shown up against the Lions and now up against the Vikings, also you factor in that he was a quarterback of a team last year that was 9-8. I'm a believer that Jalen Hurts is going to be the quarterback next year in Philadelphia. And I think Jalen Hurts is a lot better than what people thought he could be this year. To see the way that he threw the football last night, 333 yards, that bomb to Quez Watkins of 52 yards, and then also what he brings on the ground with his legs, the 11 carries, bulldozing his way for 57 yards and two scores, it's really impressive. And I know the Vikings' defense isn't great, and yes, maybe the bigger story from last night, it's always going to be a quarterback, but just as equally as impressive as Jalen Hurts was, you had the defense for Philadelphia just absolutely dominate Kirk Cousins. And Kirk Cousins went all Monday night Kirk Cousins, and it's not in a positive way, throwing three interceptions. But to see the way that the secondary played up against who I think is the best wide receiver in football in Justin Jefferson, it was remarkable that Justin Jefferson only had six catches for 48 yards. But I love to see someone that is a consummate professional and someone that you could just trust to be the leader of a team. When people doubt him, people try to smear his name over and over and over again in Jalen Hurts, just basically give the middle finger to so many people last night. And I said this at the draft. I said it before the season. And I'll continue to say it throughout the season. The Philadelphia Eagles are winning the NFC East. And maybe I have to, or not maybe, I do have to, give a little bit of a mea culpa to their general manager, their president of football operations, and Howie Roseman. Because for so many years after winning the Super Bowl, I said about Howie Roseman, what naked pictures does he have of Eagles owner Jeffrey Lurie? Because he made some dumb moves. But you see the way that he was recovered, and he has recovered, when he was treading water and you thought his head was about to go under. The way that he's recovered has been so impressive. And yes, Carson Wentz didn't work out. But Carson Wentz not working out in Philadelphia and then failing in Indianapolis, and I know I have all these stupid Commanders fans today in my mentions saying that Carson Wentz is like this really good quarterback. You're 1-1 and you just lost to the Lions. And I know those two teams play this week, Philadelphia going up against the Commanders, and that'll be a home game for the Eagles, even though they'll be the road team, because you know how Eagles fans take over opposing team stadium, especially a stadium like FedEx Field. But to see the way that Howie Roseman approach this offseason is something that I love. Because when you have a quarterback that is being doubted, and when you have a quarterback that you're wondering if he's the guy, so many times teams fail to put that quarterback in the proper position to succeed. And there's a lot of times when we're talking about quarterbacks that get drafted that we go, oh, that guy's going to fail. And it may not be because of his lack of ability. It's because he goes to a dreadful organization, like organizations that have ruined a lot of quarterbacks, some of it on the quarterbacks, but mainly most of it on the organization, like a Chicago, like the New York Jets, and et cetera, et cetera. But Philadelphia, who was good last year, could have got complacent, could have not been aggressive this offseason, but that's not in the nature of their general manager in Howie Roseman. And when you make a move to go trade for A.J. Brown, that's a win-now move. And it's also a move to your quarterback, because sometimes teams say, that's our franchise quarterback, that's our guy, but it's not believable. To see the way that the Eagles attacked this offseason, they not only said that Jalen Hurts was a franchise quarterback, they not only said that Jalen Hurts was their guy, but they backed it up with the aggressive offseason that they had. And now, through the first two games, that investment is paying off in what is an imperative year for Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. And I do think Jalen Hurts is a really good quarterback. And as far as the Eagles, they're a damn good team. I was probably leading the charge for Philadelphia to win the NFC East this year, all the way back at the draft of Las Vegas, the moment when the Eagles traded for A.J. Brown. And others have jumped on the bandwagon and have joined in. And we had this discussion before the season started, who could be the fourth best team in the NFC? Because you know Tampa's in that conversation. The Rams will get their damn act together. They're in that conversation. Green Bay is in that conversation. Early on, against a good Vikings team, a Vikings team that probably should make the playoffs this year, the Eagles are showing you that they're a top four team in the NFC, and they may be better than just the fourth spot. Because they have a kick-ass offensive line. They have playmakers in Devontae Smith, in A.J. Brown, Dallas Goedert. They have a quarterback that's exceeding all expectations. And they have what looks to be a lethal defense. And you also have the schedule that when I look at it, there's not a game on the schedule this year that I look at this year for Philadelphia and say, yeah, they can't win. Usually for most teams, when you have a team that's good, there's a game or two where you go, I don't love our chances, or I don't think we could win that game. But you go through the schedule, and I'm not saying they're going to win that all. That would be jackassery. But when you go through the schedule, Commanders, Jaguars, Cardinals, Cowboys, Steelers, Texans, Commanders again, Colts, Packers, Tennessee, the Giants, the Bears, the Cowboys, the Saints, and the Giants, there's not a game where you're shaking in your boots. Maybe the one that concerns you the most is Green Bay. But they've had success before up against the Green Bay Packers. And Aaron Rodgers' offensive line isn't healthy right now. His receivers have no chemistry with him right now. I know that game isn't until Thanksgiving weekend, on that Sunday night of Thanksgiving weekend on NBC. But this Philadelphia Eagles team doesn't have a lot of flaws right now. Nick Sirianni has impressed a lot of people, which I never thought I'd be saying those words into a microphone. Jalen Hurts is exceeding all expectations. Your run game is good. You got good wide receivers. You got a solid tight end room. You got a fantastic offensive line with the big boys up front. And defensively, Darius Slay's a stud when you look in the secondary. They have a really good defensive line. And this is a group that, I'll say it, the sky's the limit. I didn't think the Eagles going into this season could win a Super Bowl. But they are starting to look like a Super Bowl team. Doesn't mean they're going to win it. Doesn't mean they're going to get there. But they are better than what I thought they were. And I thought they were pretty damn good entering the season. And in this league, you either have the quarterback or you don't. And right now, Jalen Hurts is showing you that he's a damn good quarterback. Here's our poll question today at Zach Elb on Twitter. Where's your belief level at with Jalen Hurts? Franchise QB, good QB, or not a believer? Going into the year, I think not a believer would have been one or two in the returns. Not a believer right now on the 20th day of September is at 5.2% in our early returns. Franchise quarterback is 41.4%. And a good quarterback is 53.4%. I'm not ready to say that he's definitely a franchise quarterback because I need to see still more, and I need to see him to continuously take those big steps that he's taking right now in clutch moments and in playoff games. Ron Jaworski joined us right before the start of the season, and he said, I got to see it in clutch moments, in clutch games. He hasn't had those opportunities yet. Other than the playoff game last year, and that team wasn't going to beat Tampa. So maybe at the end of the year, franchise quarterback is the answer. But right now, that dude is a good quarterback, and the fact that I could say that on this national radio show shows me and tells me that through 2 weeks, the Eagles season is already off to a kick-ass start. Because going into this year, there were two quarterbacks that were like in similar spots. A lot of quarterbacks that you could question. But two quarterbacks that were in similar spots, make or break year, and their front offices went out and gave them zero reason to have any excuses. That's Tua Tagovailoa with the Miami Dolphins. Going on out, getting Tyreek Hill, Armstead on the offensive line. Bringing in a coach that actually likes you in Mike McDaniel that's an offensive mind. And we've already mentioned what the Eagles did. And I don't think that's just a coincidence that both of those teams are 2-0 to start this football season. I'm not ready to tell you Tua is a franchise quarterback, so I'm not going to say it about Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts was in the playoffs last year, and Tua wasn't. And isn't it funny how those guys will always be linked together, and both of those guys, to start off the season, are shutting up a lot of critics. Jalen Hurts right now is a good quarterback. He's a damn good quarterback. And I'm very curious to see if the Eagles continue to fly, how is the way that we're going to talk about Jalen Hurts at the end of the year? Because if what we've seen through the first two games continues, when he can kill you on the ground with his legs, his arm has improved immensely. He's taking that step right now. If he continues to take that giant step, then at the end of the year, people in Philadelphia, people around the NFL will know that Jalen Hurts is a franchise quarterback, but you got to show it to me a little bit more than what you're doing right now. But so far, I give him two thumbs up to the start of this season. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. At this present time, how do you view Jalen Hurts? Is he a franchise quarterback? Is he a good quarterback? Or are you still not a believer? We'll take a break. When we come on back, someone who we know is a franchise quarterback is unstoppable. We'll get into that quarterback next.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. The Zach Gelb Show is on the air across the nation on CBS Sports Radio. Here's Zach Gelb.
It is Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We opened up the show asking how you evaluate Jalen Hurts. I think he's a good quarterback. Do you think he's a franchise quarterback? Or are you not a believer with Jalen Hurts? 855-212-4CBS, at Zach Gelb, at CBS Sports Radio on Twitter. Sal Capaccio is going to join us. Bill's sideline reporter coming up 20 minutes from now. Alex Anzalone from the Detroit Lions is going to stop by later on in hour number three. And before that, Michael Carter from the Jets, their running back, is going to join us as well. So a very busy football show on a Tuesday. And when we discuss the Bills from last night, it's weird when a team has such high expectations that they could impress you. But that's what Buffalo's doing. We all knew the Bills on paper are a great team. We all know on paper the Bills are a Super Bowl favorite. But to annihilate the Rams and beat them by 21 points when they didn't even play their best brand of football, Buffalo, to kick off the year was really impressive. And then last night, I know Tennessee is not a great team this year. I didn't pick them to make the playoffs. But that game was a no contest. And it was over basically at halftime. And the score was only 17-7 at half, but it felt a whole lot worse. And then in the third quarter, the scoreboard started to indicate what the feeling of the game was like when they outscored Tennessee 24-0 in that third quarter. And Josh Allen, you watch a great player and you're just mesmerized by that great player. Sometimes you may hate that great player. You may love that great player. There's many different emotions when it comes to greatness, just which side you're on. I'm a Patriot fan, so I should hate, right, Josh Allen. I should hate the Buffalo Bills. But when I watch Josh Allen, my jaw just hits the floor. You just can't stop the guy. And I put this thought out last night. I just don't know how to stop him. He's unstoppable. I don't know if you have to go to church, if you have to go to temple, whatever place of worship that you want to go to try to pray to stop this guy. Maybe you need Rodgers to send you some drugs to try to stop this guy. Like, seriously, there's no way to stop this guy right now. And the run that he's on and the way that he's just improved, where when he got drafted, and I know no one really watched him at Wyoming, so that's why there was questions, that's why there were critics and doubters. But his first year wasn't all that special. Then they got to the playoffs. They had that disastrous second half where he was awful up against the Texans in the playoff game. But ever since that moment, he's just been on the bleep you tour. And he keeps on getting better and better. And that's what people don't realize with these young quarterbacks. We see Lamar Jackson right out of the chute win an MVP. We see Patrick Mahomes right out of the chute win an MVP. Josh Allen took him 2-3 years to really get going. Joe Burrow, we saw what he did last year with no offensive line. All these quarterbacks are so damn young, and I think we live in a society where it's right now, make or break, all is on the line. Even the guys that are great can get even better. And look at the dude that's the greatest quarterback of all time in Tom Brady. He is by far in a better way, by far and away a better quarterback in the last 10 years of his career than the first 10 of his career. And with the athleticism that these guys like Herbert and Mahomes and Allen, Burrow, Lamar Jackson have, it makes for a really fun watch if you're a football fan. But Josh Allen didn't even play in the fourth quarter. Guy throws for 4 passing touchdowns, and it could have been more. 26 of 38 for 317 yards. I was there at the playoff game last year where Bill Belichick, the greatest, maybe the greatest coach of all time when it comes to the NFL, had no answers for that guy. It was just touchdown after touchdown after touchdown after touchdown. And Bills fans deserve it. Marv Levy on the field last night. Jim Kelly. That place, I've been going to Bills games for years. My sister went to the university at Buffalo. So did my cousin. You know, I know Deion Dawkins and Tyler Medikevich went to college with them. So they've invited me to some games. I've been to a bunch of Bills games. That stadium, it's a dump, but it's your dump. And it's special. It's like I used to refer to Shea Stadium. Shea Stadium was a dump when I was growing up, you know, as a kid going to games as a Mets fan. But it was our dump, and it was like a special environment. It was a special vibe. And that's what it's like when you go, I still call it Ralph Wilson Stadium, when you go to a Bills game. Just the atmosphere, the chaos. And now those Bills fans who have been great fans forever have a team that is the best in the league. And the only thing that could prevent Buffalo from winning a Super Bowl this year is Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady, and injuries. And even if they meet up against Patrick Mahomes in an AFC Championship game or Tom Brady in a Super Bowl, it's not like they can't win. They would probably be the favorite because that's how good this team is. Check that. That's how great this team is. Josh Allen is a superstar. You look at that wide receiver, and they even have Gabe Davis last night, who's so criminally underrated. Stephon Diggs, that Diggs for Jefferson trade is one of the fairest trades of all time. I think their running backs will get better as the season goes on. I like the James Cook draft pick. He has to hang on to the football. Dawson Knox is one of the more underrated tight ends in the league. And defensively, hello, when Brandon Bean, the general manager of the Bills, joined us, he said that experience, that Super Bowl experience, is the most important thing. And he's still a heck of a player. And that secondary, they're ball hawks. They fly all over the place. Sean McDermott is a really good coach. There's not a flaw with this football team. And I know it's only 2 weeks in. Their schedule picks up in intensity the next few weeks. The Dolphins game this weekend is going to be a whole lot of fun with two 2-0 teams. The Ravens after that. You have the Steelers, the Chiefs, the Packers. You got some good games upcoming from Buffalo. And Lombardi trophies aren't handed out in September. We all know that. But the Buffalo Bills were everyone's Super Bowl favorite before the year started. And so far, they've given me zero reason to think that at the end of the year right now, that the Buffalo Bills won't be hoisting the Lombardi trophy. You still got work to do. You still got to stay healthy. You still got to finish in the big spots. But every way the Bills are being talked about so far, before this season started, there's zero reason to doubt them right now. And they're rolling, and that's one heck of a fun environment right now in Buffalo. 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Buffalo. David is in Buffalo next up on the Zach Gelb Show. David, what do you got?
Hey, Zach. Appreciate you taking my call tonight, man. I'll tell you one thing. The way the Bills played last night, I mean, this is a complete team. I mean, you look at Josh Allen, the way he's throwing the football. I like that he didn't have to run a lot last night. I think that's good long-term for him. You know, and I think the defense, too, just what Von Miller has brought in an attitude to this defense. It looks like a totally different defense, a much more intense defense, and a defense that really knows they've got unfinished business after what happened last year. And even the special teams, man, I mean, you know, they made a few plays there, you know, that definitely changed field position. You know, Tennessee fumbling a couple times there and pouncing on the ball, just things like that. And I just think this team from top to bottom is so well run, you know, GM, coach, they've got it all. And it's our time, I feel like. I mean, you know, unless Brady, you know, has one of those last great moments in his career like Tiger did a few years ago at the Masters, or Mahomes, pulls a rabbit out of the hat with these new receivers. I feel like the Bills are the team. It's our time, and we're built for the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years with the roster we got, man. So I'm jacked.
You know what's crazy, dude? David? People want to be a part of this Bills team. Now, we'll see if Odell Beckham goes there. I know he's very tight with Von Miller. Maybe he goes back to L.A., but Von Miller's now in Buffalo. I know he has the relationship with Sean McVay. But if I'm Odell Beckham Jr. right now after the first 2 weeks, why not go to Buffalo? I know they have a bunch of good wide receivers, but that team should be in the Super Bowl again for half a season whenever he's healthy, whatever it is. I would go join the Bills right now if I was a player sitting on the bench.
Yeah, no question about – yeah, absolutely, man. I totally agree with that. And I think there's no doubt that the way this franchise is set up, right now, and I think the leadership on this team is so strong, I think that any guy can come there and be convinced that they're going to win right away.
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's weird because I know years and years ago, the Bills went to 4 straight Super Bowls and lost all 4 of them. I think we all know that. But this Bills team – is now, after just years and years of slop and dreadful football, Buffalo's now an attractive destination. Buffalo's now a team that you look at and you go, yeah, I want to go play for Josh Allen. I want to go play for Sean McDermott. They're first class with Brandon Bean, who does not get enough credit. Brandon Bean has done a home run job in Buffalo. He's made the Bills not only a Super Bowl contender, a Super Bowl favorite. And we were always wondering in the AFC East, once Brady left, once the Patriots started to crumble a little bit, who is that team that was going to emerge? Jets don't have their answer at quarterback. Dolphins have put themselves in a position to succeed, but now only as second best in that division. And we'll see what Tua does become. We'll see what he does throughout the entire year. But the Bills have taken the baton from the Patriots, who dominated for 2 decades, and it's the greatest NFL dynasty you'll ever see, winning 6 rings. And they're now running to try to go start their own history and chase history. I'm not saying a dynasty, you got to win one first, okay? Let me be clear on that. But there is no reason this year or in the next few years why Buffalo doesn't win a Super Bowl. And the Buffalo Bills, for now, the foreseeable future, it's Super Bowl or bust. Think about that, Bills fans. It is Super Bowl or bust for you. That is how good of a team you have. That is how well-rounded of a team you have. And there aren't flaws with this football team. Through the first 2 weeks of the season, yes, we said the schedule picks up in intensity. You win 31-10, but you didn't even play your best. And then you just annihilated Tennessee, a team you lost to last year, 41-7. And I can't wait for Sunday at 1 o'clock, Bills and Dolphins. Tua against Josh Allen. Stephon Diggs going up against Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle, both of those defenses that know how to create turnovers. McDermott up against McDaniel. Those Bills-Dolphins games this year are going to be fun. And the Bills have owned the Dolphins recently. It's going to be a big test this weekend for Miami. He's off to a very good start after taking care of the Pats. And then that great comeback up against the Ravens in the fourth quarter. We'll talk more Bills next. Sal Capaccio, the team sideline reporter, will join us when the Zach Gelb Show does return.
You're listening to the Zach Gelb Show. Now back to the Zach Gelb Show.
Buffalo Bills, 2-0 to start off the season. They just destroyed the Tennessee Titans last night on Monday Night Football with the 41-7 victory. Let's go out to Buffalo right now. Welcome in a longtime Bills reporter, their sideline reporter as well, Sal Capaccio. Sal, always great to hear your voice. How you been?
Pretty good, man. Working on just a couple hours sleep today, but it's always a lot easier to handle after a night like that. Fun night at the stadium last night.
Yeah, what is this like for you last now? Because Brandon Bean, we know, is a great general manager. Sean McDermott is a really good head coach. You have one of the best quarterbacks in the league. It's weird because for the last 20 years, it was the Bills stink, the Bills aren't good, and now everyone's thinking they're going to the Super Bowl already, and it's only September.
It's pretty amazing, to really think about where this team was just 5, 6 years ago, really. I mean, now it has been actually about 5 years, right, since Sean McDermott and Brandon Bean took over, but really for 17 years, not being in the playoffs, the drought that was the longest North American professional postseason drought in sports, it was pretty amazing. And honestly, guys, the last two times Buffalo Bills fans have seen their team play in a home game, in a real game, not preseason, was last year's wild card against New England, when it was just an absolute party in that stadium and they just rolled New England. And then last night, and it seemed like an extension of that game. And what's ironic is these are the two teams, New England obviously for 20 years essentially, and then Tennessee for the last couple years, the Bills fans have just had took out a lot of frustration on to be able to party and bask in it. So I think that's what made it kind of doubly sweet last night was this is the team that kind of held you back from some of your goals the last couple of years. And then to do that on top of what they did in New England in that stadium at the end of last season was pretty special.
We know Bills fans are extremely loyal, but when you've been bad for that long and then you also go back to the heartbreak of the four straight Super Bowl losses, you wonder how they process this success. You should be confident, but is there still some skepticism at all? Like, oh, something wrong is going to happen at some point during the season.
Well, look, there is a lot of scar tissue built up, right? I mean, no matter what, anytime you talk to any Bills fan, you're going to have some people somewhere say, well, same old Bills, and they're just waiting for the shoe to drop. And that's going to happen if they lose a game. When they lose a game this year, you're going to get people saying that because that's what we've been through. I mean, this is a city that's never won a major professional sports title, at least not in the modern era, right? A couple AFL titles, some lacrosse championships, no Super Bowls, no Stanley Cups. They've come so close. They've had heartbreak all the time. We've been through it. You know, we have not only the scar tissue, but we have, you know, we're tough about it, right? We know that we get back up, we're blue collar, we go back at it again until it's going to happen. So sure, that is there. But I think for the first time in a really long time, guys, there truly is a belief that this is going to happen sometime soon. And hopefully this year, and I think people think it can happen this year, but even if not, because this team has number 17 now, it's going to happen at some point.
The quarterback just keeps on getting better and better. I didn't know he could play better than last year, but what he's done these first two games has been really special. And if the way that he's just developed from what he was when he was a rookie to now, it's mesmerizing to watch, because I tweeted this last night. I don't know how you stop him.
He is, he's fun to watch. He's a unicorn. I mean, honestly, like, there used to be a TV series. I don't know if a lot of your listeners remember. It was called In Search Of with Leonard Nimoy. And I think it's like that. You could do a special In Search Of because, you know, teams are looking for this. That's what they're looking for, what Josh Allen is. It's incredible. The size, the power, the strength, the ability to throw the way he can, pretty amazing. And last night, he really was doing things that I said to myself at one point, like, nobody else can do these things in this league. That is not to take away from the incredible talent of a Patrick Mahomes or Aaron Rodgers. I mean, this guy, on top of throwing dimes 50 yards downfield and completely accurate, is also throwing off platform, running the other way, and a laser beam a couple of times to Stephon Diggs. He's running over people. We say that every week. He can run fast and get first downs when, you know, there doesn't seem like there's a lot of room there. The things that he can do are pretty amazing. And, yeah, for sure. I mean, I would say that Josh Allen could lay claim right now to the best player in the NFL. I'm not just talking quarterbacks. You could say that, and I don't think you'd be – people would say, okay, that's a fair thing to say.
You know what's also wild? I know that NFL top 100 list is dopey, but how he wasn't in the top 10 entering that season,
right?
I don't get that one.
Well, I'll tell you, I think there might have been a little bit of needling Bills and fans. He was number 13, and that, you know, the 13-second thing last year, right? And I think Bills fans kind of took that to heart a little bit and kind of felt pretty, you know, disrespected and made fun of in a lot of ways. And I don't know if Josh did personally, but I know Bills fans noticed that. So, yeah, you're right about that. Now, look, you know, my yearly predictions, I pick MVP and Super Bowl, and I pick the Bills to win the Super Bowl. I do think they're the best team in the league, and I think they're trending that way right now. They're showing that. I did not pick Josh Allen to win MVP because I don't think they're going to have to put their foot on the gas every single game for him to have to put up the kind of numbers that you're going to see. And last night, guys, he was pulled before the end of the third quarter, I believe. It might have been right at the beginning of the fourth. But you might see that a few more times this year, which – Josh might have this amazing year, but he might not approach some of those MVP-type numbers that we've seen from players in the past because of it.
Sal Capaccio here with us. What do you think this team learned from the final 13 seconds and just the devastating ending of what did transpire last year?
Did they have to close things out? And how do you do that? You go get a guy like Von Miller, and hopefully he closes things out. I mean, he is the closer. That's why they brought him in. Von Miller, I believe this organization believes that if Von Miller was on this team last year, they would have gotten to Patrick Mahomes either in that final 15 seconds or the drive before that that they scored and the Bills had to come down. I think that's what they learned, that they have to finish the game and they have to be able to do it with a defense that can get after the passer to make sure that they don't give up what they gave up in the final 2 minutes of that game. And it's the perfect scenario right now because, you know, the Bills under Sean McDermott have always had a philosophy of rotating defensive linemen, and they don't really get more than, you know, like 65% is a pretty high mark for somebody to play. But then you get Von Miller, you pay him all that money, you're like, how do you do that? Well, here's how you do it. You get up really big and you lay off him and you allow him to get enough rest where he only plays 50% of the snaps. Von Miller is not here to play 90%. He's here to be the closer. He's here to play a lot in a close game when you need him, but he's here really for a Super Bowl run and to play a lot when you get towards the end of the season and into the playoffs.
Sal Capaccio here with us. I've been a big believer in Brandon Bean, clearly the last few seasons. We've seen what he's been able to do. It's weird to say because he just won Executive of the Year, but I still feel like he doesn't get enough credit nationally for what he's been able to do with not only this team, but the whole feel of the organization from where they were to where they are now. It's remarkable.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you go back to those Super Bowl teams, and I grew up here, and I went to games during those years, and then I went through the 90s, and then I went through the drought, and I've been here for a lot of regimes, whether it's as a fan or a professional covering this team, I've seen it all. And the one thing that's really striking to me is truly how that matters, how it matters to have a buttoned-up front office that is on the same page with the coaching staff, on the same page with ownership, on the same page with the medical staff and the training staff. I think the biggest difference in this league, it's been so eye-opening to me, Zach, to be honest with you. Like, I think that's the biggest difference in this league a lot of times between the winners and losers, even from these teams that have so much talent. Why don't they win? They're not aligned. They're not structured. Yeah. They don't have that philosophical, you know, that part of their organization to be able to do that. The Bills do, and it starts with Brandon and Sean working together in unison. They get what they want from ownership. They have great communication. And then on top of it, boy, can they find players. I mean, look up and down. Look at the draft picks they've had. Look at the undrafted free agents, the guys they brought in. The player development they have in this organization. Guys, look what happened last night. Reggie Gilliam.
Yeah. Like, it was like, who's that?
Right. And this is a guy that they signed him to a 2-year contract extension back in training camp because they know what they have in Reggie Gilliam. They developed an undrafted free agent out of the MAC. How about what's happening at cornerback? They drafted a kid in the 6th round out of Villanova who is starting and playing lights out in the NFL over his first 2 weeks and beat out their first-round pick, Kyrie Elam, who, by the way, bad optics that you don't beat out a 6th-round pick, but he's played really well. There's nothing that he's done wrong.
Well, it's wild, Sal. The Bills are now becoming an attractive destination, and other people in this league not only want to be a part of it, but they also want to take players and coaches and executives from it with just the way that we've seen this go the last few years.
That's right. And, you know, for the first time, they really did lose some high-level guys. Obviously, Joe Shane now is the general manager. He was the assistant GM. He's in New York. He hires Brian Daboll, comes over from the offensive coordinator to head coach. But let's go back to what you just said about Brandon Bean a little while ago, Zach, which is Brandon Bean is so good. He has a stable of front office personnel. He has built a great roster on the field. He's also built a great roster off the field. People don't realize they have guys like Terrence Gray, Malik Boyd, Brian Gain, who was a GM in this league, Dennis Hickey. They have so many guys in this organization that they've had that can leave, that guys have come back to the organization, and guys they can tap into to basically, you know, fill those spots, fill those voids when someone leaves. And that's what makes it – it's a program now. It truly is. It's not just an organization. It's a program that keeps replenishing itself because they're so good at developing on and off the field.
Also, that Diggs trade, now looking back at it, I don't know if there's a more fair trade in NFL history than the Diggs-Jefferson trade.
Unbelievable, right? You know, I think the thing about trades is I think too many fans think you want to win the trade. Oh, you got to beat this guy. No. That's not what you want to do. And even Brandon would tell you, it's win-win. You want the other team to get what they want. You want to get what you want, and everybody wins. And then everybody can prosper, and that's what's happened here with that Minnesota Vikings trade with Justin Jefferson. We all know how great Justin Jefferson is. There's no doubt about it. But the Bills needed a guy like Stephon Diggs when they got him. They needed a guy who had already been in his development, who could step into an organization, who was a pro. And look, credit Terrence Gray in the Bills organization. Like I said, he was with the Minnesota Vikings. He knew about Stephon. He was there with Stephon. He knew his character. There were questions about that. He said, no. He understood what he was all about. So that trade is a great example of Brandon Bean working with another organization to make it work for both sides. And obviously it has. And the Bills they're being rewarded right now with the way the Stephon Diggs and his connection is with Josh Allen.
Before we let you run, this schedule is awesome for the rest of this month and then going all into October. But for the opponent this weekend, the Miami Dolphins are off to a really good start. How do you view that football team and what type of game do you think it's going to be?
So the Bills are dealing with a lot of injuries after last night. I'm happy to report we all saw the scary scene last night on the field with Dane Jackson. He was put into an ambulance, immobilized. The team did release a statement today saying that Dane Jackson does not have a major neck or spinal cord injury. That's great news. He was actually at the team's facility today and talking with Sean McDermott in the training room. So whatever that's worth, I don't know what his short-term or long-term football future holds. Who knows? I mean, at this point, could he even play Sunday? I don't know. But we all are happy that that's the case. But besides that, Micah Hyde had a neck injury last night as well. Matt Milano had a stinger. Jordan Phillips had a hamstring. Mitch Morse hurt his elbow. So, I mean, there are some injuries here. But you talk about that secondary. If you're going to miss, they're not going to have Dane. If they're not going to have Micah, you're putting a lot on those rookie corners, right? We just talked about Elam and Benford to go against Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. But I'll say this. The Bills will have a plan, and they're deep. And they'll have something that they can try and counter with what the Miami Dolphins are doing. And I think the Dolphins have played very well, obviously. I think Tua Tagovailoa deserves all the credit he gets from last week's game. But, man, those receivers are very tough to handle. I do wonder, though, how is Miami going to stop the Buffalo offense? They gave up a lot of points to the Baltimore Ravens, and Josh Allen has had his best career numbers against the Miami Dolphins than any other team.
Sal Capaccio, enjoy it. You know, I'm a Patriot fan, and it's kind of weird. I shouldn't be happy that the Bills are doing well, but they have been a fun story to watch, and they're really a likable team with the way that they're playing. So enjoy the ride, and we'll see how far it goes this year for the Bills. Thanks so much.
All right, anytime, buddy. Thank you.
There's Sal Capaccio joining us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. See, like, that's the thing about the Bills. The Bills are a really likable team. There's no reason, if you're just looking at this objectively, to dislike the Bills. And if those fans finally get a championship, man, that's going to be some party in Buffalo. You can't even describe what that party's going to be like. Forget just, like, the tables and everything. It's going to be more than just tables, I'll tell you that. But it's only September, but right now, they were billed as the best team in the league, and there's nothing that I've seen so far that makes me say, yeah, they're not going to be that. And this one's going to be fun this weekend against the Dolphins. Zach Gelb Show, CBS Sports Radio. Take a timeout. We'll come on back. We go from good football to bad football. The AFC South, it sucks. We talk about it next.
What would you do with an extra 20 hours a week? How about 40? Get part-time or full-time help with a virtual assistant from The Room. Trusted by entrepreneurs, executives, even busy families. The Room's virtual assistants are trained, vetted through a rigorous data-driven process, and matched to fit your needs. Work smarter, delegate more, and get your time back. You have a lot more podcasts to listen to. Visit trytheroom.com. That's trytheroom.com.